they were sounding about the same, but yeah, this one's better now. KF8S. And what was I going to say? I had another thought. I can't remember. Yeah, a lot of us have gone to the RT3S. You know, we switched to that for a while, then everybody was buying those RT3Ss. And as you know, you put that open GD77 software on there, and those already have those power levels for you. And then you can take it a one step further. You can actually calibrate. You can go in and, you know, you take your watt meter, and you can calibrate the power settings for the different bands. And it works pretty well. I mean, there's one that's like 50 milliwatts on the HT, and that lets that thing last all day almost.